But when you're truly born again of the Holy Spirit, there's a change. There's a transformation. There's a regeneration. There's new life. The old life has passed away. Behold, all things are brand new. And there's a maturity, a process of growing every day in God's love, grace, and mercy.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Rees in Diamond Bar, California. Well, today's lesson continues our focus on resisting the influence of counterfeit Christian leaders. As Roel outlines how you can slowly become desensitized to sin, you'll see that there's real danger in ignoring the Holy Spirit and habitually choosing compromise. We hope you'll follow along today for a challenge to honor God with obedient, genuine devotion. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21, here's Roel Rees with our study, False Prophets Among Us.
Many years ago, there was a story written about the frog and the kettle where if you took a big basin of water and put it over a stove, and you took a frog and put that frog inside of the water, and then you turn on the stove and let the actual heat begin to heat the water, that frog would become content to the temperature of the heat and the water, and eventually it would cook itself. And that's really a beautiful picture today of where the church stands spiritually. We have become complacent. We have become in a place of comfortableness, to be comfortable. Well, Jesus on his Sermon on the Mount was talking to his disciples, not the multitude. Even though the multitude were there, he approached the disciples and he began to share with them kingdom principles about what God expected from his disciples. He goes on to declare this in verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Jesus, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, many, here's the word many again, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out devils in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then I, Jesus, will declare unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Pretty heavy words that Jesus brings about here. Jesus here is really warning the disciples of Christ. If you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, he's warning you too today. And the reason I say that is because we are living in a time of self-deception, self-delusion, where people think like the frog in the kettle that, hey, it's okay, I'm going to become content. I'm going to be in the water, but at the same time, I would never get cooked. But at the same time, because you have no discernment, and because we get adapted to the nature or the temperature of the world, we become just like the world, and we become not sensitive to the things of God. And that's why the church's condition is the way it is today. Too much carnality. Too much sin. Too many false professors in the church of Jesus Christ today. Not professing Christ and not representing Christ as the Bible speaks about. Sometimes I wonder if people are reading another Bible. When you talk to them, when they come into council. Sometimes I would like to ask them, are you reading from the same Bible that we're teaching from? Because I don't think they're listening. I don't think they believe what they're reading in the Word of God. I mean, we're living in such a drastic age today. It's actually a generation of flesh. Have you ever surfed through the channels and you watch so many things on just regular TV that just are terrible today? And you can come to those places where they're having sex on TV and not bother you, then you're not a disciple of Christ. I hate to tell you that. But I didn't make the rules. Jesus made the rules. If you're a child of God, if you're a Christian today, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the one, the alarm that brings an alarm to my life when I am doing something wrong or I'm watching something wrong. But the problem, like the frog in the kettle, we've become content and we've gotten used to the temperature. You see? Things that used to shock us in the 50s and the 60s and then into the 70s in the year 2000, it's no big deal anymore. No big deal. As you're watching these talk shows and people are half nude and talking dirtiness and they create an audience to hear them. And they sit there and you're sitting there and you're watching this movie or this talk show and you don't change the channel, but you go back to that channel and you begin to watch it and you begin to partake of it and to laugh and to enjoy it. Paul tells us in book of Romans chapter 1 verse 18 to 32. As he was there in the city of Corinth, and he was shocked what he saw in the city of Corinth when they used to come down 1,000 prostitutes from the temple of Aphrodite. And they would come down to the city every night to seduce the men in the city. Paul wrote and said that just like the actor in Hollywood, as he's creating and making the movie, as the audience comes to see the movie, the audience becomes just as guilty as the actors. Romans chapter 1, 18 to 32. You become guilty. I become guilty. And you know what we do? We bring confusion to our children and to people that are watching us. If you feel that it's okay to drink socially with your friends after work and go to a nightclub, go to a bar, and you call yourself a Christian, I think you have the wrong Christianity. If you're living here in the church in sexual sin, and you think that homosexuality is okay, you're reading the wrong Bible. You're reading the wrong Bible. You're getting the wrong message. Because the Bible calls us to holiness. To holiness. To do what is right. And you see, the Bible tells us as Jesus is closing the Sermon on the Mount, he's saying that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be deceived in the last days. To think that they're doing right when they're really in the wrong. And they're really being ripped off by Satan and by all of his demons. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone. When Nicodemus came to Jesus in the third chapter of John, and Nicodemus was a rabbi, and he was among the 72 in the Sanhedrin, and he came and he said, Jesus, what is this whole thing that you're talking about being born again? It says, his men came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do the signs that you're doing unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? What's natural and what's supernatural, you see? Maybe there's many of you here that are natural people, not supernatural. You've never really been born again of the Holy Spirit, and the message is not making any sense to you. There's a lot of people, they will come and they'll hear, but they won't do what God's Word says. You see, that's a faulty foundation. We hope that you come to hear the Word of God so that you can put it to active use in your life and to your children and grandchildren and whoever's around you so they can see Christ in you. That's what we want to see. But when you're truly born again of the Holy Spirit, there's a change. There's a transformation. There's a regeneration. There's new life. The old life is passed away. Behold, all things are brand new. And there's a maturity, a process of growing every day in God's love, grace, and mercy. But we don't take advantage of the grace of God. When I was going to college, I had to read a book by Bonhoeffer, one of the German pastors during the time of Hitler, when Hitler was oppressing the church in Germany and the Jews. And Bonhoeffer made a stand as a Lutheran. He made a stand to stand and preach the gospel against the Nazis and to stand for what's right. Bonhoeffer knew the reality of the kind of self-delusion in the Lutheran church in Germany in his own day. Cheap grace was his term for describing it. He said, cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance. Baptism without church discipline. Communion without confession. Absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship. Grace without the cross. Without grace. Without Jesus. And without the living incarnate Christ. Cheap grace. And the name of the book is The Cost of Discipleship. Incredible book. If you really, really feel that you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, then the Sermon on the Mount is for you and me. This is the kind of living we should be living in the Sermon on the Mount today, especially in the days that we're living in. But I am convinced of one thing, that the reason people do what they do, look at the styles today, everything has to show flesh. No decency. We're just used to it. Show your belly. Show your breast. Show whatever you want. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Where's modesty? According to the Bible. We don't tell people how to dress. We don't want to do that. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But if we're calling ourselves Christians, and we are believers in the Lord, then why would we want to stumble someone? Or why would I want to bring attention to myself?
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for resources to enrich your relationship with God and direct you in His ways. You can also download our app to infuse your life with Scripture through live-streamed Bible teaching, digital studies, and much more. Now, back to more with Raul Reese.
The Bible is very clear. What I believe personally in the Scriptures is that there is no fear of God today. No fear of God. God's not going to judge. God's not going to do anything about it. In Proverbs 1:7, Solomon said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of true knowledge. It means you're learning. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools, don't listen. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, don't want to hear it. Fools do not want to be taught. They don't want to hear it. Yet we have to remember that the Church of Jesus Christ is here to build up, to exhort, to teach, to bring us unto maturity. Because there's only one life to live, and that's for Christ. You don't know when you're going to die. Yesterday, coming back from Mexico, two fatalities on the 15 freeway. One of them was all kids. The second one, they had her covered in a sheet. You don't know. And many times we think that we're going to be living forever, and that's not going to be me. It's going to be somebody else. But then all of a sudden, death knocks on your door and says, I'm here. And then what? And then the judgment. You see, that's why Jesus here in verse 21, when he's talking about professors, he's saying they're false professors in what they profess. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Profession alone fails to do more than profess. Profession alone does not do God's will. God's will. There has to be action. There has to be change. Profession alone acknowledges and honors self, not Christ. Back in the book of Mark chapter 7 verse 6, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, he prophesies out of the Old Testament, out of the book of Isaiah to rebuke them. He says this to them. He answered and said to them, well did Isaiah the prophet say, you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Same thing Jesus said here. They honor me with their lips, Lord, Lord. But where is the change of life? Hypocrites. I didn't say that. Jesus said it. And then in Titus 1:16, he says they profess to know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and disqualified for every good work. In Psalm 78, 35-36, David said, then they remember that God was their rock and the Most High God and Redeemer. Nevertheless, the children of Israel, they flatter him with their mouth and they lie to him with their tongue. You see? They were not honest. They had a double tongue. They were not speaking the truth of God. Ezekiel 33, 31 says, so they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people. See, as my people. And they hear your words, but they do not do them. For their mouth they show much love, but with their hearts they pursue after their own gain. Indeed, you are to them a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on all instruments. For they hear your words, but they don't do them. They don't do them. You see? And there are so many people on Sunday mornings all across America, all over the world that go to church and they hear lovely words, but they don't do them. There's no change of life. No change of actions. No change of attitude. They become complacent. False professors. This person that is a false professor is a person that only deceives themselves. Only deceives themselves because God will judge. That's why John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 15:14, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. You see? Obedience. No one can enter the kingdom of heaven if you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord by obeying his commandments, his word. You can't get in. I don't care who you are. No one can get in unless you're truly born again of the Holy Spirit. And you're living the life of Christ. In Luke 6:46, he says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I command you? Why do you call yourself a Christian if you're not going to do what he says? Too much is given, much more is required. The judgment of God and hell will be hotter for those that heard it and didn't do it. That's what the Bible teaches. Inconsistent hearts. Inconsistent people. And that's why we have to obey his commands. If you love me, keep my command. That's why Jesus himself, again in verse 22, look what he says. False profession, self-righteousness in them. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out devils in your name, and done many wonders in your name? These people were able to do miracles and wonders and even to cast out devils and even the gift of prophecy. And Jesus says, I never knew you. Never knew you. I'm sorry. You might have known me, but I don't know who you are. You see, the plea here of false profession is works, no change of life. Just profession. That's all it is. And yet they forget that there is the day of judgment coming. In Revelation chapter 20, 11 through 15, when the books are open, and whoever's name is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. liars, homosexuals, whoremongers, anyone that defileth himself will be in hell and then the lake of fire. That's what the Bible teaches. And it's not the few, it's the many that the Bible talks about. Do a study through the scriptures. The many. It's not just a few. It's many, many, many that are deceived, thinking that they're right when they're not right before God. So this false profession brings you to what? To rejection. Rejection of your life. Look at verse 23. And then I will declare to them, this is Jesus speaking, I never knew you. You see? I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice. What were they doing? They were practicing sin. They never changed. There was no repentance. How sad. No repentance at all. Rejected by Jesus Christ. Total rejected. These people will be so sorry on the day of judgment, because they sat in a church and they heard the words of Christ, but they never took them to account. They never fulfilled the word of God in their lives. The rejection of the false profession. Number one reason is because these false professors do not know Christ personally in their own lives, and they do not acknowledge his redemption power in their need in their lives. No change. Only confession. There's never been a change. John the Beloved says in 1 John 3:4, he says, whoever commits sin is also committing lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. But you know, to me, it's amazing how people are not only deluded in their minds and in their hearts to the message, but that as people will hear the message, in a few hours or a few days, they'll forget all about it. But the Holy Spirit, when he really ministers to different people, the Holy Spirit will not only work, but the Holy Spirit will bring great changes in your lives. If you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. But if you're not listening to what the Spirit has to say, then I feel sorry for you, because you're a false professor. And you're a hypocrite. And you're stumbling and bringing people out of Christ instead of bringing people into Christ because of your lifestyles.
We hope today's lesson has inspired you to live a life that stays true to the gospel. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson, False Prophets Among Us, can be yours in its complete form for a donation of $5 or more. To get your copy, just call us at 800-634-9165. To help you stand firm against subtle but dangerous worldly influences, we'd like to offer you Raul's 6-part series titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. It's available on both CD and flash drive. Each lesson exposes the tactics of spiritual counterfeits who promote ideas that run counter to the Bible as they lure you off the path of righteous obedience. You'll also learn how to guard against self-serving habits formed under the guise of religious activity. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order all 6-part study titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. We'll send you the CD set for $21 or the USB for $10. That's 800-634-9165. Our mailing address, if you'd like to order this resource by writing us, is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We invite you to take advantage of all of our free resources. They're easy to access at home or on the road. Browse Spotify and iTunes for podcasts of all Somebody Loves You radio programs. You'll also find these podcasts of our archived broadcast on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel, where Raul streams Straight Talk every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your partnership is crucial. Every tax-deductible gift enables us to keep sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll get a challenge to carefully evaluate the spiritual teaching that we're given, not simply taking it at face value, but considering the source and staying alert to the possibility of unsound doctrine masquerading as truth. Now, with a closing comment, here's Raul once again.
Let me conclude with this. Powerful words. You call me master and obey me not. You call me light and see me not. You call me way and walk with me not. You call me life and desire me not. You call me wise and follow me not. You call me fair and love me not. You call me rich and ask me not. You call me eternal and seek me not. You call me gracious and trust me not. You call me noble and serve me not. You call me mighty and honor me not. You call me just and hear me not. If I condemn you, blame me not.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.